One of them, a beautiful red-skinned Twi'lek woman, finished struggling to unclip something from her white halter top. She extended the object toward Valen, her hand open. It was a comlink. He reached for it. Not Corin thumped shoulders first into the deck and rolled onto his feet 4 meters from Valen. His own lightsaber was in hand, but unlit. His voice, raised so all on the vehicle could hear, sounded sad, pained.
"Everybody stand back. This man is... not well. I'll handle this."
Valen gestured at Not Corin.
"You're not well! You're conspiring against the Jedi Order, and you should know that's a dangerous, usually fatal mistake."
He called on inner resources, on memories of scores of battles endured and won. He let those memories fill him and push out the panic and anguish he'd been feeling. New calmness quieting and deepening his voice, he said,
"All right, your decision, your fate. I'm just going to cut my way through you and then go find out who's behind this."
Again, he sprang at the man who was not his father. This time, no concern for self-preservation affected his tactics. He went completely on the offensive, his sole goal to cut down Not Corin. He threw blow after blow with stuttered laser speed, backing Not Corin up against the vehicle rail, then down the ramp to the hostel's patio restaurant beyond. Restaurant patrons scattered, leaving tables loaded with half-finished meals, drinks, and bags. Not Corin did not take advantage of a couple of openings Valen's tactics offered him. Valen felt a surge of optimism. Not Corin's adherence to the True Corin's loyalties clearly meant he would not cut Valen down. Valen did not feel the same consideration toward his enemy. And though Valen was tiring, Not Corin had it worse. The older man was beginning to sweat. Not Corin backflipped to the far side of a round white table made of light durasteel. As he landed, he kicked the table toward Valen. Valen ignored the dishes and food hurtling toward him. He slashed at the table itself, cleaving it in two. Had he possessed the full range of Jedi powers, he could have swept it aside with an exertion of telekinesis, but like his father, he was deficient in that ability. Not Corin now stood 5 meters away, breathing heavily, his blade at a single-handed downward defensive angle. Valen gave him a look of grudging admiration. "You know to exhibit all the Jedi skills but refrain from using telekinesis so that you can maintain the impersonation shows a lot of dedication. Too bad it won't get you anything. Too bad you have to die."
"Boy, this has got to end."
Not Corin threw up his free hand, as if finally to make a telekinetic attack. Valen hesitated, not sure which way to jump. Then he realized something bad. Not Corin hadn't used any force power, but had, through his gesture, frozen Valen in place just for an instant. Valen felt a sensation of imminent danger. Then it hit him, a blow from behind, a shock felt by every part of his body. His knees gave way, he fell backward, his vision graying. But before he lost consciousness completely, he saw, beyond the railing of the patio, a hovering airspeeder, his mother's speeder, with Not Mirak standing in the driver's seat, her military-grade blaster pistol in her hands aimed at him. Tears streamed from her eyes, as if to mimic the artificial waterfall that framed her from 30 meters beyond.